Good morning. It's the 13th of June, 2016. We're learning more and more about the horrendous act of terrorism in the US state of Florida, in Orlando, where at least 51 people have been murdered and about that same number wounded by an active Islamist, by a Muslim who told police during the murderous spree that he was doing it consistent with his pledge of fealty to the Islamic State. There's a bloke on Twitter this morning that I think will capture the mood of many, many, many Australians. His name is R.D. Hutchinson. I don't know anything about him. He's a United States fellow, but he said this, quote, "I made up my mind this morning that I will be voting for Mr. Trump. He is the only one calling the enemy by name." To engage with an enemy, you have to know who it is. You have to identify it. The enemy in this case is not free speech. The enemy in this case is not gun laws. The enemy in this case is not gay or transgendered or lesbian people, nor is it their standing in the community. The enemy in this case, the inspiration in this case, is Islamism. I know that because in the mosque in Florida, in the state where this atrocity occurred, some weeks ago in April this year, a sermon was delivered that led to news reports in that state, a sermon that was so horrible to civilized people but so normal to Muslims, not just Islamists but to Muslims, that it passed relatively unremarked. And the sermon simply said, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Death is the sentence for homosexuality. It's compassionate. There's nothing to be ashamed of. In Islam, death is the sentence. That's it. This was within miles of where this shooting occurred. How does the President of the United States not see the link? How does Malcolm Turnbull, who has come out this morning and spoken about this atrocity, not see the link? How is it that we are prepared to sweep that sort of a link under the carpet, but we are prepared to amplify the non-link to gun laws, amplify the non-link in the case of Paris to the Charlie Hebdo right to freedom of speech? But when it comes to this obvious staring us in the face link, we're not prepared to say anything about it. After Pamela Geller in the United States, Pamela Geller is a lady who speaks out at length about Islamism and Muslim acts of atrocity. After she was targeted, many in the United States accused her of provoking the attack by speaking out against Muslims. Right, okay, fair enough, that's what they say about her. Will they say that gays are responsible for this attack, that they have provoked Muslims by their lifestyle? You see, there are the internal contradictions. There is the problem with the web of lies that you have to weave once you first set out to deceive. And it is a deception to say anything other than this fact. Islamism lies behind these acts of terror. To target an enemy, we have to call it for what it is. Islamists are our enemy. They are at war with us. Until we realize that and commence to resist them, they will walk all over us and our civilization will crumble. I don't want to see that. I want to see us start to resist, and the first step is calling out the enemy by name.